I'm very excited as we're about to be joined by a very impressive guest, pilot, motivational speaker, and Invictus Games gold medalist Nathan Parker, who was yesterday chosen from four equally incredible nominees to be the New South Wales finalist for the Young Australian of the Year Award. Next Monday, he'll find out if he's won the award nationally, and I'm excited to hear his take on it. Nathan, are you there?
Yes, sure am. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks so much for joining the show. It's my pleasure. So yesterday you were named New South Wales finalist for Young Australian of the Year. How are you feeling? How did you find out? Is it exciting, nerve-wracking, a little bit of both?
Yeah, it's quite a range of emotions, really. It's quite humbling to be given such a prestigious award, but also quite surreal as well, because in all honesty, I'd see myself as a normal everyday guy trying to make the most of the cards I've been dealt. But it's certainly humbling and a real honour to have received this award.
Yeah, sure thing. So you do have a number of achievements, though. As much as you might be the ordinary guy, there's a few more things on your CV than maybe I could say for myself. Let's start with the Invictus Games. You've won 9 medals, 3 of them gold. What's it like competing for Australia?
It was a real privilege. I think the medals and stuff are nice, but to be able to take part in such an incredible event alongside some amazing athletes from both Australia and various other countries around the world, and to see everyone bettering ourselves through sport and constantly pushing and supporting each other to improve, I think, yeah, that's the memories I take away most fondly is the support and the camaraderie from the Games.
Yeah, sure thing. And what about your motivational speaking? You've presented at primary schools, high schools, community groups. I'm sure you don't want to give it all away, but what sort of wisdom do you impart? As much as, like you said, you see yourself as an ordinary guy, do you maybe see yourself as a role model as well?
I think for me, I learned a lot of tough lessons going through some of the challenges I faced after my bus accident I was in 2015. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's all about helping other people overcome some of their toughest times. I think one of the coolest things I've learned is that although these tough times come along, we can all transform them into our greatest opportunities. And then that, accompanied by the fact that we all can be resilient and that the setbacks we're facing don't have to determine our story. And that's sort of the message I try to get out there and really just be sort of, I guess, a source of hope and inspiration for young people and people everywhere that they can overcome challenges, whatever it is that they're facing at this point in time.
Is there a difference to the way you approach it to that of, I guess, primary school students, some of which are going to be as young as 6, and then, I guess, high school students, some of which are going to be almost of adult age, of almost 18? I'm sure that maybe you have to speak to them in slightly different ways.
Yeah, it's a good fun part of the work I do, but yep. I think really the key is all the same fundamentals. The challenges that people in different age groups are facing are very different, but the fundamentals of seeking support and focusing on consistent small choices one at a time, it all pays dividends no matter what challenge you're facing or what age you are.
What were your support networks like around the time of your accident, like you said, back in 2015?
I've had incredible support from so many different avenues. I think family was a big thing, but I also had great support from my mates, from medical personnel that were helping me through my recovery from my injuries all the way through to my Invictus Games teammates. But that's one of the biggest things I've learned is that it's actually okay to seek help and yep. seek support, and really it makes things a lot easier, but also helps move past challenges and obstacles that we might face.
Yeah, it's great. It's an important message. Now, you don't see the type. Like I said, you're a pilot as well. That in itself is impressive. I'm scared of heights, so I don't even know how you do that. But you don't seem like the type to rest on your laurels. What's up next for Nathan Parker?
For me, I think, especially off the back of such a challenging year last year with 2020, I want to just try and get the message of resilience out there more, try and help, encourage, inspire not just young people but people everywhere, and help them with tips and techniques and strategies to overcome their challenges. But I'm also hoping to pursue competition aerobatics in the flying space as well for a bit of fun on the side.
How is all that going with 2021? Can you get up in the air? I suppose by and large, you're going to be on your own. Could you still compete in the last 12 months or so?
Yeah, so we've been working within the means of the COVID restrictions, but we've been very lucky up here in northern New South Wales to not be impacted too much. So I feel incredibly fortunate to be able to fly in any capacity, particularly some of the situations that have been happening over the last 12 months. It's been a real privilege and something I love doing every day of the week.
Yeah, cool stuff. Now, just before we finish up, you find out next Monday whether you've won the Young Australian of the Year award nationally. How did that come about? Who nominated you? Who put their hand? Was it family, friends, maybe people from the area? Like you said, Lismore, Northern New South Wales, you're from. Was it members of the community, or was it just a massive surprise and you still don't really have much of an idea?
For me, I don't really know who nominated me. The first I heard of it was I got a phone call from the New South Wales committee. Basically said I'd been made into the top four. And then for me, I thought they must have the wrong number. So it's been a pretty wild ride, a surreal experience. And I'm just looking forward to heading down to Canberra and meeting so many other incredible Australians who are doing so much for not only their communities, but our country as well.
What would it mean to win to you? Have you thought about it? Is it daunting to a point, or is it just more exciting? You're not really thinking about it that much.
Oh, I think it's just excitement at this point. I think I feel incredibly lucky and humbled to have made it to this point, and who knows what's going to happen next week. But it's going to be incredible just to be down there amongst the atmosphere and meeting some incredible Australians.
Sure thing. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, Nathan. All the best going forward in Monday, and all the best with all your endeavours and what it is that you get up to.
No problem at all. Thanks so much for the time.
Cheers. Thanks, mate. That was Nathan Parker, who is the New South Wales finalist for Young Australian of the Year. He'll find out if he's won the award nationally next Monday. Fingers crossed for a New South Welshman, I should say, but equally fingers crossed for all the nominees.